Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim, and I'm excited to be here with my friend Amanda. Today, we're highlighting another one of the top economic developers in North America. Amanda, I know this one's close to your heart. Who'd you talk to today?
So this is a fun one, Tim. We got to speak with Jennifer Owens. She is the president of Lakeshore Advantage up in the Holland, Michigan area. But more importantly, Jennifer is a former teammate of ours. So she's a great friend to Consultant Connect. You and I both know her well and love her to pieces. So I'm excited for everyone that's listening today to get to hear her wisdom. She really is one of the best economic developers. She has outstanding experience in business retention, attraction. She is a trained journalist, so she's an amazing communicator and marketer, something that is so important to our industry. And she has held the title of one of the top economic developers under 40 just last year. So Jennifer's had an amazing career. She's worked for Ann Arbor Spark. She's worked for the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. And I know you are going to get a lot out of the conversation today.
Special shout out to Mike and the three boys and the family there. Jennifer and her family are just wonderful people. We're glad to have her. Let's check out the conversation now.
Jennifer Owens, thank you so much for joining us today on North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to be honored in this way.
Our pleasure. We're so glad to have you. Thanks for taking the time. Let's get started by our favorite opening question, and that is, what's one thing that everybody should know about you?
I guess the one thing is that I'm a ball of energy. I rarely ever sit still, and I'm constantly moving. I'm the mom of three boys, and I love my work, and I love my job, and so I have great passion, and I'm always moving, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And with three boys, you definitely have to have a lot of energy. So that is good for you. Can you tell us a little bit, how did you get into the career of economic development? Take us through kind of your path to get to where you are today.
Yeah, it's funny. I really kind of stumbled upon it like I think many people did. I got a degree in journalism and always thought I'd write for a living and had a couple of jobs in the private sector. And then saw a job at the State's Economic Development Corporation in Michigan as a writer for one of their business newsletters. And so I joined the state and really started to develop a passion for everything that was economic development. I have great curiosity and I love learning more and more about companies. And so started at the state and then had an opportunity to work in several communities and really fell in love with community economic development. I still use my writing and communication skills quite a bit, but I've fallen in love with this field, and the path has been great to get me here.
I was going to ask you about that. How has your background in communication and your ability to write really helped you in this field specifically?
You know, I think it's kind of a lost art these days with texting and quick emails, that the ability to write and to be able to get your point across in a concise manner has really helped me quite a bit. I still get to use my skills on a daily basis. Sometimes I think my staff are a little bit annoyed with all the grammatical errors I still find and pull out my style book every now and again. But it's helped quite a bit. And, you know, the beauty of communications and journalism is you get to really sit down with some pretty fabulous people and you can never let them see you sweat. So my opportunities in interviewing high-level people in my journalism career gave me a chance to kind of hone that skill to kind of relate to anyone and pull out information, which is really key to economic development. It's listening, it's hearing feedback, seeing trends, and then being able to meet those needs. And all those skills I learned in school and in my early career.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your team. So tell us a little bit about the team that you're building at Lakeshore Advantage and really what makes your organization maybe stand out from others in the industry as well.
Well, I absolutely love the team because we all come from different walks of life. So I think I am the only one, actually there's two of us out of eight, who actually have past experience in economic development before joining our organization. So they come from the banking industry, from the automotive field, from real estate. And so it's this complete melding of all different types of personalities who come together to lift up the community. So it's a great way to bring different ideas and personalities together. The interesting part about our office space is that it's all wide open. So I do not have an office. I don't even have cubicle walls. So we're all in kind of one big bullpen area. And so it allows us not to have to do a lot of emailing or scheduling meetings. We just yell over at each other and an impromptu meeting breaks out. And I think that really creates a great spirit of teamwork and working together and allows us all to kind of get the job done fairly quickly.
Yeah, that's kind of a cutting edge thing today, is having that open collaborative workspace. So it's really cool to hear about an economic development group who's kind of leading the charge in that way. How do you also lead the charge and define success for yourself as a leader and then also for your whole organization?
It's funny that you asked me that, because I'm actually working on our strategic plan for 3 years and our goals. And I really think success has changed a lot for, you know, economic development as a whole. So it used to be about jobs and investment and projects that you brought in. But now we're really looking more at attracting talent and people and regional prosperity and economic indicators and metrics. So the way we used to judge ourselves before is completely different now. And so my team is always innovating and looking at other ways to measure and judge success. We use the synchronous system of collecting data, which really allows us to be a regional expert in data that's going on in the business world. And we usually really use that data to drive our strategic plan. So as a team, on a quarterly basis, we're reviewing an intense data survey of over 300 questions and then making sure that our goals and our objectives and our team direction meet the needs of the business community. And so we often change and morph based on those demands. So we have a complete nimbleness in our organization, but across the board, we want to make sure the voices of the business community are heard and our objectives meet those goals.
Absolutely. And we're hearing more and more that that data mining and that data management piece are something that is on the forefront of economic developers' minds and kind of one of those things that sort of keeps them up at night. How do you make sure you've got the right numbers, good numbers, accurate numbers? So it sounds like you guys are doing a great job in that area. But Jennifer, what's one thing that might keep you up at night that sort of is always on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really a national issue, is looking at population trends and then comparing that to those who will be entering retirement in the next 10 years. And so in our region in particular, in the next 10 years, about a third of our workforce will age out. And our population is only growing at a 5% rate. And so we have an opportunity in great employers that are expanding and growing to try to attract people in to choose this region. But honestly, I think it's going to go beyond that, because this is a national issue. And so thinking about ways to open up our doors to more visas for immigrants in skilled trade and STEM fields that want to stay here and be part of our community is another thing that's key in my mind. But really attracting and developing talent is going to face us all head on. And if we don't come together to address it, we are really going to stand to lose.
So this question is not necessarily just about this industry or this field, but more about you as a leader. What is one lesson in leadership that you've experienced that you think everybody listening today could maybe pull something away from as well?
You know, in my very early leadership careers, I kind of wore my emotions on my sleeve, and your team will feed off those emotions. So you as a leader really set the tone for the environment. So you may be screaming inside and panicked inside, but never let them see you sweat and let that emotion show off. Now, obviously, in times of crisis, you have to reflect that as a crisis, but always keep in mind kind of paddling like a duck. Maintain very calm on the surface, but paddle like heck underneath. And that positivity and that sense of calm is really something others want to be around and want to be part of. I mean, I think it's key to realize we're not saving lives in this field, although we are saving jobs, but having some fun and some lightness in our work and maintaining a positive outlook is something that your team and other members of your community will want to be around and want to be near that positive energy.
Great advice. We've talked a little bit about yourself as a leader, about your team and the organization you've built. But now tell us about your community. What sets your community apart and really makes it unique?
Well, the number one thing that really drew me here was the diversity in the business environment. So what I love about this community is that we're not a one-trick pony. We have fantastic employers from the office furniture industry, Herman Miller, Hayworth, but we also have fantastic food production employers, baby food manufacturers, so really manufacturing across the board. And so the beauty about this community is one hit does not close our region down. Personally, I love the fact that I live a mile and a half from Lake Michigan, and that sense of calm and serenity really makes it a fantastic place to live in. I live where nearly a million people want to come in and vacation and be part of. And the fact that I get to live here and help grow the environment really makes my job pretty awesome.
Yes, and I've had the opportunity to visit your community, and it is absolutely beautiful. Like you say, it's one of the best places to vacation for sure. This is going to be our last question today. So as you look to the future, what do you think is the most important thing for communities and fellow economic developers to be focusing on?
Really, I think it's about collaboration. So we're taking a lot of strides forward towards regionalism and working toward a regional goal and regional plans. I think we all need to realize that people and companies don't care about cities and townships. And although those are very important for us to work with, an individual is choosing a region and they will take advantage of all those amenities, as does a company. So if we can work together to collaborate across city, county, township lines to meet the needs of our customers, we're all going to be successful. And that takes a lot of knocking down of territories and geographic lines, but we're making really great strides forward in our West Michigan region. And I see many others, especially in this time of economic crisis, really looking at each other and saying, hey, we got to build and lift up together. So I think that's incredibly important.
Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us and for all of our listeners today. And
again,
we just want to congratulate you on being one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.